Hello children, today I'll be teaching English literature of class 4 and the topic is Cooking with Salt Water Part 2. Amara was frightened. The chief sea was much larger than she had thought of. When Amara reached, it was high tide and the cool water touched her dusty feet. With a shaky voice, Amara asked the chief sea if she could fill her gourd. After filling her gourd, she also thanked the sea. She slung the gourd onto her back and with the help of a heavy walking stick, Amara began her return journey. As Amara kept walking, she said to herself, "Hope, the chief sea won't miss the salt water I've taken." At midday, she reached a lookout point halfway up the mountain. As she was old, she had to take rest. She kept her gourd down on the ground and wanted to thank the chief sea once again. When she turned to look at the sea, she let out a scream because the chief sea had shrunk. It was bare sand as far as she could see. Amara was trembling with fear. The old woman asked, "What have I done?" "I took just a little sea water, but much more is gone. Chief sea will be furious. What will I do?" Amara had never left the mountain before and did not know anything about tides and how they rise and fall. From her village, she couldn't tell the difference between high and low tide. But from this point, halfway up the mountain, she saw a much smaller sea and so she was frightened. Amara thought for a moment and then decided to return the water to the mighty sea. Amara quickly struggled down the mountain trail, the heavy gourd bouncing against her bony back. Amara's feet finally touched the sand. She walked to the water's edge and emptied the gourd into the sea. She asked for forgiveness and said, "I will never again steal from you." Amara hurried up the path as fast as her exhausted legs could carry her. She stopped at rest at the same lookout halfway up the mountain. Amara gazed down at the ocean. The night sky provided just enough light for her to see the water lapping gently up to the beach's highest point. Although Amara did not know that it was high tide and the same stretch of sand was now covered under the waves, the old woman was greatly relieved. "The chief sea cannot be angry with me now that I have filled him up again. I have to cook without salt for a month ahead, just like other villagers. Such is life." So old Amara continued her journey back to the high mountain and never did she venture down to the sea. Thank you, children.